ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება. მეორე ვარიანტი.
You will see the questions on the monitor. Please do the tasks while listening. If you don't hear the recording well, please raise your hand now. Task 1. Listen to the text and for each question mark the correct answer A, B, C or D. You now have 40 seconds to look through the task. You will then hear the recording twice.
My name is Cristiano Ronaldo, and I do the thing I love most in life. I play football. I love my life, and I'm rich and happy, but I would never have arrived to where I am today without hard work. If you have talent, but don't work hard, you won't win anything. My ambition is to be the best. Even as a child, I dreamt of becoming the best in the world. Others were laughing at my dream, but I was serious. All I wanted to do was play football. I really loved winning, and when that didn't happen, I would cry. I cried so much that I got the nickname Crybaby. That wasn't my only nickname, though. Later, I was called Little B, because I was small and very quick. As I got older, I started dreaming bigger and bigger. In 2003, on the 6th of August, I played the match that changed my destiny. That day, my team, Sporting Lisbon, had a match with Manchester United. We made history on that day and beat Manchester United 3-1. During this match, I caught the attention of Sir Alex Ferguson, the legendary manager of Manchester United, who signed me for $20 million. It was the most expensive transfer for a teenager at that time. 5 days later, I officially became a Manchester United player. It was the happiest day of my life. When I joined the club, I was asked to choose my shirt number. So, I chose the number 28, similar to what I wore at Sporting Lisbon. But then, Sir Alex Ferguson personally spoke to me and requested that I wear the number 7. Wearing the number 7 shirt became an extra source of motivation for me, as it was previously worn by club legends such as George Best, Eric Cantona, and David Beckham. I made my Manchester United debut on the 16th of August, 2003. I was just a teenager when I first joined, but in just a few years, I became the best player in the world by winning the Premier League, the Champions League, and my first Ballon d'Or. I spent 6 amazing seasons with Manchester United from 2003 to 2009. Since then, I've had many more victories, but I'm still the same athlete that I've been for the last 20 years playing professional football. I feel an endless need to learn and improve, not only to please my coach and my fans, but also to feel proud of myself. There are no limits to learning, and it can never stop, no matter our age. I've already won everything there is to win in football, but one thing is for sure, I'll never stop trying to win until the day I retire. These days, I'm also doing my best to help people in need. I grew up very poor. I was playing whatever old shoes my brother passed down to me or my cousins gave me. There was a time when me and some of my friends knocked on the door of McDonald's and begged for burgers. A kind-hearted woman named Edna, who worked there, gave us free food. How could I forget her kindness? So today, I love to give back to the community that has given me so much. I'm the third highest paid footballer on the planet, so I have plenty of money to donate to charity, and I don't even have any tattoos because I am a regular blood donor as well. I know I'm not going to change the world. You may not change the world either, but at least we can help. We can all help. My name is Cristiano Ronaldo, and I do the thing I love most in life. I play football. I love my life, and I'm rich and happy, but I would never have arrived to where I am today without hard work. If you have talent, but don't work hard, you won't win anything. My ambition is to be the best. Even as a child, I dreamt of becoming the best in the world. Others were laughing at my dream, but I was serious. All I wanted to do was play football. I really loved winning, and when that didn't happen, I would cry. I cried so much that I got the nickname Crybaby. That wasn't my only nickname, though. Later, I was called Little B, because I was small and very quick. As I got older, I started dreaming bigger and bigger. In 2003, on the 6th of August, I played the match that changed my destiny. That day, my team, Sporting Lisbon, had a match with Manchester United. We made history on that day and beat Manchester United 3-1. During this match, I caught the attention of Sir Alex Ferguson, the legendary manager of Manchester United, who signed me for $20 million. It was the most expensive transfer for a teenager at that time. 5 days later, I officially became a Manchester United player. It was the happiest day of my life. When I joined the club, I was asked to choose my shirt number. So, I chose the number 28, similar to what I wore at Sporting Lisbon. But then, Sir Alex Ferguson personally spoke to me and requested that I wear the number 7. Wearing the number 7 shirt became an extra source of motivation for me, as it was previously worn by club legends such as George Best, Eric Cantona, and David Beckham. I made my Manchester United debut on the 16th of August, 2003. I was just a teenager when I first joined, but in just a few years, I became the best player in the world by winning the Premier League, the Champions League, and my first Ballon d'Or. I spent 6 amazing seasons with Manchester United from 2003 to 2009. Since then, I've had many more victories, but I'm still the same athlete that I've been for the last 20 years playing professional football. I feel an endless need to learn and improve, not only to please my coach and my fans, but also to feel proud of myself. There are no limits to learning, and it can never stop, no matter our age. I've already won everything there is to win in football, but one thing is for sure, I'll never stop trying to win until the day I retire. These days, I'm also doing my best to help people in need. I grew up very poor. I was playing whatever old shoes my brother passed down to me or my cousins gave me. There was a time when me and some of my friends knocked on the door of McDonald's and begged for burgers. A kind-hearted woman named Edna, who worked there, gave us free food. How could I forget her kindness? So today, I love to give back to the community that has given me so much. I'm the 3rd highest paid footballer on the planet, so I have plenty of money to donate to charity, and I don't even have any tattoos because I am a regular blood donor as well. I know I'm not going to change the world. You may not change the world either, but at least we can help. We can all help.
This is the end of the listening task.
Մուսմենիս դավալება դասրულებულია.